From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mitch Legan. The Columbia, Missourian reports Boyce and Bynum Pathology Laboratories will lay off 177 Columbia workers in 2019, according to a notice to the Missouri Department of Economic Development. The Columbia-based laboratory clinic was acquired by Quest Diagnostics, a New Jersey-based laboratory diagnostics company, on November 27th. The layoffs will occur during a 14-day period beginning February 8th. Further layoffs will take place during March and April. Those laid off will be able to apply for employment with Quest Diagnostics. Boyce & Bynum was first established in Columbia in 1965 and has 13 locations throughout the state. Six are in Columbia. It wasn't mentioned in the notice whether layoffs will also occur at the other facilities. The Missouri Department of Higher Education has identified 40 buildings at MU in need of major renovation or complete demolition, and the department is pursuing a goal of making the number smaller within the next decade. KBIA's Cassidy Arena has more.
In its facility review last month, the department said there are no plans in place to propose how to accomplish the goal. The review said trends have, quote, negatively affected learning environments for students, teaching environments for faculty, and lab space for researchers. Becky Dunn is a spokesperson with the Missouri Department of Higher Education and an editor on the report. She says the report gave examples of what happens as schools defer maintenance.
You know, it talked about some of the challenges with using newer technology in older buildings. That can create some issues for learning.
The Missouri legislature appropriated almost $126 million for MU to improve its facilities and educational environments, according to the review. But Governor Parson restricted about $70 million of that, vetoing more than 50% of the appropriated funds. Cassidy Arena, KBIA News.
The effort to establish a statewide prescription drug monitoring program now has a prominent advocate, Governor Mike Parson. Today, Governor Parson met with St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson, doctors, and other health leaders to discuss ways to combat the lingering opioid epidemic. Missouri is currently the only state without a prescription drug monitoring program. Prescription drug monitoring programs allow doctors and pharmacists to track a patient's prescription history. The goal is to prevent doctor shopping, where opioid abusers go from doctor to doctor to get new drugs to feed their addictions. Overdose deaths in Missouri increased by more than 30% between 2015 and 2016, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Parson says he hopes to have a bill on his desk by the end of next year's legislative session. Mizzou Athletics announced today it's extending head football coach Barry Odom's contract through the 2024 season and is raising his annual salary to $3.05 million per year. Odom's raise makes him the 12th highest paid coach in the SEC. The extension and raise come on the heels of Missouri landing former Clemson quarterback and graduate transfer Kelly Bryant. Bryant was the backup quarterback on Clemson's national championship winning team in 2016 and reached the college football playoff semifinals last year as a starter. I'm Mitch Legan, KBIA News, Columbia.